Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Janet Huxley.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, April 29th, 2024. I'm Janet Huxley, reporting for the Crusade Radio Network, live from the Dothan Ranch and Farm, south of Kansas City, Missouri. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For 10 years now, Mike Church Show listeners have been getting the best deals in the USA on a new or used Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. Harvard has fallen. Anti-Semitic agitators rage at campuses across the country. A Wisconsin University professor still being paid by the university after it comes to their attention he's an X-rated film star. And the country is one step closer to knowing what really happened on January 6th. Harvard has fallen, says the New York Post's front page headline. Anti-Israeli protesters at the Harvard University flew a Palestinian flag at the Ivy League school in a spot usually reserved for the American flag as campus demonstrations continue to spiral out of control. The shocking display came on Saturday as radical students continue to occupy the campus. Meanwhile, California State Polytech University, Humboldt, issued a statement on Sunday condemning the lawless behavior of anti-Israel protesters there who had taken over two academic buildings and rebranded them Intifada Hall. The protesters' objectionable actions, the university said, include criminal acts, vandalism, theft, destruction of property, intimidation of university employees, and they've created safety hazards for those who have barricaded themselves inside and blocking exits to the building. This hasn't anything to do with free speech or freedom of inquiry, the university said. It's lawless behavior that has harmed the vast majority of our students whose education has been interrupted, damaged the reputation of our school, and drained resources from the accomplishment of our core educational purpose. A University of Wisconsin professor is still raking in more than $90,000 a year despite being demoted over X-rated vegan cooking videos he and his wife make with high-profile porn stars. Joe Gao was fired last month from his role as chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, but allowed to stay on as a communications professor. His annual income dropped from $263,000 to about $92,000. According to the New York Post, the 64-year-old will face a hearing later this year to decide whether he can return to the classroom. In the meantime, he's collecting a professor salary and still putting out X-rated content. Our quote of the day, we are to love God for himself because of a twofold reason. Nothing is more reasonable, nothing more profitable. Saint Bernard of Clairvaux. It's coming up, our saint of the day. You're listening to Crusade Radio Network News.
At the start of the American Revolution, the Founding Fathers had to answer the question of what kind of government they wanted to live under. Today's patriots are asking the same question, and many think that confederation needs to be rethought for the 21st century. Now, Ben Franklin helped the patriots' cause with his join or die drawing. Well, I've taken that drawing and changed it to secede or die and put it beautifully on t-shirts and sweats. Grab a secede or die shirt in any size today at shop.mikechurch.com.
Our saint of the day is Peter of Verona, an inquisitor and martyr who was born in Verona, Italy in 1205. Both of his parents were Catharists, a heresy that denied God created the material world. Even so, Peter was educated at a Catholic school and later at the University of Bologna. While in Bologna, Peter was accepted into the Dominican order by Saint Dominic. He developed into a great preacher and was well known for his inspiring sermons in the Lombardy region. In addition, around the year 1234, he was appointed by Pope Gregory IX as Inquisitor of Northern Italy, where many Catharists lived. He attracted large crowds, but as Inquisitor, he made many enemies. And in 1252, while returning from Como to Milan, he was murdered by a Catharist assassin at the age of 46. Canonized the year after his death by Pope Innocent VI, he was also named Patron Saint of Inquisitors. Since 1969, his cult has been locally confined. His feast day is today. The more than 20,000 hours of January 6 U.S. Capitol security video made public by a GOP-controlled House committee since November of 2023 have started to fill in details long hidden by the now-defunct January 6 Select Committee, writes the Epoch Times yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson ordered security video be uploaded to publicly accessible servers beginning last November. Eventually, staff from the Committee on House Administration Subcommittee on Oversight established a channel on the video platform Rumble to store the footage. Today's release marks the halfway point of the estimated 40,000 hours we intend to publish. Representative Barry Loudermilk from Georgia, chairman of the Subcommittee on Oversight, said on April 15th, "My staff has been working tirelessly to release all of the footage and ensure the American people receive the full, unaltered truth of the events surrounding January 6, 2021. Stay tuned to the Crusade Radio Network with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. I'm Janet Huxley for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.